Thank you for joining us today at Miniature Wargaming Labs. I'm James.
And I'm Brian.
And today, Brian and I'm on the East Coast. Brian's still in Albuquerque, so you might hear a slight delay. And Brian being distracted, because Brian, what are you doing right now? I'm watching you through a camera. What are you doing?
You are watching me through a camera. I am painting because I have seven more miniatures to get painted before I leave tomorrow morning for Adepticon.
Well,
Because we're
I was going over the,
trying to save everything for the last moment.
well, so I know in the build up to last year's Adepticon, it's literally the exact same thing you said is I'm getting the miniatures ready to go, and they l literally the same game. What are you painting?
I am painting Infinity miniatures.
Oh,
So,
okay, you're through the
yeah,
Middle Earth.
things that I. Yeah, no, I'm done with Middle Earth. Those are fully painted. My Blood Bowl's fully painted. I'm on to Infinity, and then that's it. Because I decided to do three games instead of just two. Because last year I only did six miniatures, which is, or sorry, seven miniatures, which is, that's doable. And I still did it in the last second. But this time around, I decided to do, well, let's bump it up to like 25. Because I could do that, right? And it was easy, Just have other people paint my miniatures for me.
Well, I did those what
I had a.
cataphracts for you.
You did, yeah. So you did the cataphracts, and then I had another painter do my Nazgul on Fel Beast. Which was, it came out really, really nice. I'll have pictures of everything once I am done, because I'm going to be hobbying into the wee hours of tonight.
So
Because I
you
still have, after these miniatures are done, I still have to make sure that the wings to the Nazgul are magnetized, because that will not fit in a normal case. And if I'm flying to Chicago, that's going to be difficult to carry around. So that's going to be fun to do.
Yeah, and I know part of the plan was there was a potential that I could move some of the stuff in my car and I could just swing by Schaumburg on my way to Lamont, Illinois, and that
Yeah.
plan fell through.
That, yeah. So now I have a giant suitcase so I could fit everything that people request and that I want. I will have two carry-ons and two checked bags, so I will have plenty of space for everything, hopefully, if people don't want a lot of big stuff.
Little stuff only.
Yeah, there's somebody that's trying to get me one of the trying to get me to buy them one of the giant what are the giant robots from Fallout. They have a giant robot from the Fallout game, and the box is like half my luggage size. I'm just like, that's something you're gonna have to get delivered.
Yeah, you're gonna have to pay the shipping and handling on that one.
Exactly. I don't mind picking it up for you. You're just gonna have to have it shipped.
Well, you could ship it for him. I'll stop by the post
I
office.
could. Yeah, there you go. I mean, I could, but he has to pay for the shipping.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't mind picking it up for him. I'm just not taking it back with me.
What are you hoping? Let's start off. What are you hoping to play at Adepticon? Then we'll move on to what you're hoping to see there.
So I am signed up for Infinity. I'm doing the Infinity Satellite tournament on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And then I am signed up for the Middle Earth Strategy Battle Games doubles tournament on Friday. And then I'm signed up for the Blood Bowl Super Bowl Sevens on Thursday. So I will be playing Blood Bowl, Mezbeg, and Infinity all weekend,
Oh,
which is a packed weekend.
you gotta leave yourself some time to get down onto the show floor, see all the different
Oh, of
vendors.
course.
I still gotta give you my list, but mine is basically gonna be like little tiny bits of pewter. So,
I mean, that's most of what I'm getting. So, and this year I don't have to babysit, which is nice.
hey, 'cause you're going by yourself, not bringing the boss with you.
The whole ball and chain.
Yeah. Your
Yeah,
work
so I will
husband.
be, yes. Yeah. We are betrothed in the work sense. But yeah, now I will be able to do my own thing and not have to worry about anybody else. I am sharing a room with two other people from Albuquerque, and there are other people from Albuquerque that are going to be there. But the only time I'm obligated to hang out with them is that's why I'm doing Blood Bowl, and that's why I'm doing Mezbeg, is because that's who I'm doing Blood Bowl and Mezbeg with.
Oh, okay, I met your Mezbeg double at the store that one
You
time.
did. Yes. Yeah, he's a good friend. He usually plays 40K, but it's hard to bring 40K with you to when you're traveling far distances.
Well, I was just imagining if you ran a Imperial Knight army. Then you could buy an extra seat on the plane and get like one of those child
Just have it
baby.
sit next to you.
Yeah, just buckle it. Well, you get a bunch of them and you pile it inside like the little baby carrier seats and like buckle it into the seat. These are...
Then when you're going around the show floor, you get like one of those the baby carriers that goes on your front.
it's called the Baby Bjorn.
Yes, a baby Bjorn. And then you just carry that around. Nobody would look at you like you're weird. That's a normal thing. When you pay that much money to have something like that, you're gonna protect it.
Man. What team are you bringing to Blood Bowl?
I am playing vampires. So I played vampires back before they were cool and redone. And so it's one of the only teams that I have built and mostly I had built and mostly painted. So I have two other teams, but they're all still new in box. So I didn't want to, because it's mostly painted.
Yeah,
So that's an easy step to take.
I'll have to admit, I've thought about Blood Bowl, but I've never pulled the trigger until I saw the new gnome army, the gnome faction.
The gnomes are look a lot of fun. They look like a lot of fun. They have their little woodland creatures with them, and I played Snotlings for a little bit there, but they are very hard to play. I say that being an old vampire player, they were exceedingly hard to play, but the gnomes are very interesting. They look very interesting.
Well, I'm waiting
I
for
might
the
want to pick them up.
meme showing like you'd have something like vampires too powerful, halflings too powerful, and show like a picture of the gnomes. There we go.
Show me the real
Yeah.
MVPs.
No, the real ones.
Real ones. That would definitely be the gnomes. There's a couple of armies that still haven't been remade from like the older games, like the Tomb Kings, which I would be excited to see because that's my other team. Because I have to be contrary and get old teams that haven't been remade because that's the cool thing to do. Which is why
Yeah.
I have Metal Skaven, which Skaven have been done, but I still have all the metal miniatures. And then all my vampires are metal. And then my Khemri team is all metal. All of metal official Games Workshop games.
Yeah.
You can get plenty of Blood Bowl teams online. But yeah, so I'm doing Blood Bowl, Mezbeg, and then Infinity, and then I'm doing a whole bunch of shopping. And probably a lot of demo games too.
All right, anything in particular for the demo games that you're looking for? Or are you just going to try to hit them all?
I'm
Mostly.
just gonna try and hit them all. I think I'm gonna be spending a lot of time at the Blacksite Studios. Some really cool stuff lately, and they have so much stuff for this event. Like last year, I went by their booth looking to get something, and they didn't have any like exclusives. And I talked to them for a little while. I was just like, "When aren't you an exclusive?" They're like, "Oh, we didn't really like think about it, and we didn't want to put any like effort into it. We just wanted to like showcase our games because we're still building a gaming repertoire, and our miniatures should speak for themselves." And then I was like, "Okay, that's good. That's a really good answer." And then this year they're like, "Well, we didn't do anything last year, so let's do three exclusive games and three exclusive miniatures and a exclusive terrain." And I'm just like, "Oh, okay, well now I'm gonna have to spend all my money there."
Well, they're doing, you showed me those. That's basically, it looks like stripped down versions of their existing games. 'Cause I saw the one for like Lunar, like their space cowboy game on like the moon and Mars fighting. 'Cause they had, man, it was showing up in my Facebook feed all the time before. I always forget its name.
Yeah, I can't remember it. I have been all of my brain power have been going to painting lately, and painting and packing. So I've like mostly packed, and my list of things to get is written down because I have not thought about it. And as soon as I think of something, or somebody asked me to grab something, I just write it down because I don't want to think about it for now. A lot of people are very excited about the 40K, the new 40K miniature that is event exclusive. I haven't even seen it yet. But I
Yeah, I'm
think you
on.
mentioned it, the Crow Knight.
Did I? I
Maybe?
can't. Might
I
not
don't know.
be.
So
So
many
you
people
talk.
have
You.
asked me about it. I just assume that you would be
No.
excited about it too.
Me. So the thing I'm actually excited about, that I wanted, I left before I got the new issue of White Dwarf. And so I know before I left, they were going to have like a combat patrol that was more inquisitorial focused. And so, and then recently they announced the for 30K, the Solar Auxilia. So a lot of those guys, especially the heavier ones, have like armor plates on them. And I've got a bunch of the Bretonians, like spare arms. The Bretonian army there. So it's like
Oh yeah.
I could actually make they really don't do it anymore, but in the lore that like the not the giant robot stompy Imperial Knights, but like more of the knight households, the actual guys with like the shields and the swords. They're like these inquisitorial knight houses. I was like, I could actually make like an armored themed retinue for like an inquisitor. Just like take some of the Solar Auxilia bodies, throw some Bretonian arms on there, a couple pistols, rifles, get yourself like a little armored retinue. So that's what I've been interested
Well,
in.
did you hear the all but confirmed rumors
No.
for the one of the next? So one of the things that they're going to announce at Adepticon is supposedly a codex for, or a codex supplement, I guess, or its own codex, but Imperial Agents.
Excellent. I remember the last time they did that was what, seventh edition?
Seven.
And it was
Yeah.
what, 3 months later, they killed the game, went into eighth.
You know, we still have 2 years left.
I know that's that actually makes me interested in it.
Yeah, we have 2 years because you know it's not going to be switched over because it was only announced last year at the last Adepticon. So we're not even a full year into it.
Well, they've been building up. I told you I was interested in the combat patrol because it's like just from the preview, a lot of the miniatures that are out there, it's like, dude, I already have those painted. I painted them for a
Yeah.
combat arena, and for a lot of them were like the Rogue Trader, Kill Team, First Edition, the Elysian Star Striders. I have all of them but one painted up, so it's like I already have a painted army before it comes out.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, that's why I'm like, you would be the most interested in that because you already have the army.
That's.
You just need to buy the codex and boom, you're ready to play.
But what I like about Games Workshop's a very good miniature design company, and they manufacture them to a high grade. And like their inquisitorial stuff, especially now, ever since like Combat Arena launched. Is it like 3 years ago? Those are the most usable in any game out there.
Oh
So,
yeah, they fit into a lot of different games. I've been thinking about picking some of them up just for like Star Breacher or any of the like the oh, what's the Stargrave stuff like that.
yeah, well, I was thinking Doomed Osprey game.
Doomed also
Yeah.
very perfect.
Yeah, that's why between Necromunda models and the Inquisitorial models, it's like I already have all the painted models for to play Doomed on there. Which that's like I think
And
that's
we
Well, I think that's the problem is like whenever they come out with a new edition, I always buy the Space Marines, but it's like, look, whatever I buy for eighth edition, I'll be playing it in ninth by the time I get it done painted. Whatever comes out for ninth,
Yeah.
I'll have it done by 3 years later, I'll have it done for tenth. So it's like with Inquisition, it's like I'm actually ahead of the power curve. I've got to paint like
See,
one and they're all done.
that's why like you choose that's why I choose like one army and orcs and then whenever the orcs things come out, boom. Because they're only gonna release one or two things for the orcs every year.
And never in October.
And
Always.
never in October. We've had one October since I started playing. And that's it. And I had like that was the first year that I started, and I was like, oh, this is a regular thing. We're gonna get Octobers every year. And I was severely mistaken.
Okay. All right. I just pulled
I
up
was
the
led astray.
I just pulled up the Adepticon GW exclusive, so it's a Kroot guy. And the Age of Sigmar model is actually really nice. It's a free guild guy whose armor is crow themed. Is it an arch knight for the free
Wow.
guild
Well, so
command?
everybody, I thought that was the 40K guy because all
No,
the
that's
40K guys came out and were wanting that.
I can see why.
I mean, yeah.
I could, it would fit in with like an inquisitorial army if you put a couple extra bits on it. But it's like, no,
Well, now
that's
I'm gonna
a.
have to ask I'm gonna have to ask the one guy that plays Tau if he wants the Kroot.
Yeah.
Is it a crew guy? Which makes
Yeah.
sense.
Yeah. It's a crew guy.
The crew
Yeah.
box comes out this year.
Yeah. So it's a crew
Never an
carnival.
aura.
Well, I mean, could you imagine if you went to the Games Workshop event exclusive? Is that yes, I'd like 20 of those.
That's fair. But
I'm
like, make it a
buying.
Big Mac. You never need more than one Big Mac.
Yeah.
You never need more than three Big Macs.
Well, it was funny. I brought my daughter with me. We were driving across the country. We went through Oklahoma, and they have that Brahms, a blend of what McDonald's used to be in the 60s and White Castle. It's like, look, you can buy a bag of hamburgers for $7. I don't think they're supposed to sell them by the bag. I don't know. I don't know if you're supposed to eat them that way. It's like, what if you're really hungry?
Yeah, no, it's you grab them for the road and then you have one like every other hour when you feel hungry. Oh, one out of the bag. Boom and done. That's the Brahms way.
Oh man. Yeah, after I'm done here, I'll send you. So since you'll be going to Adepticon, I'll be hitting all these tiny little stores. And so later on, I'll send you pictures from that guy in Indianapolis who has let me put it this way, he has JSA, the Japanese Sectorial Army, as a Eugene subfaction. Like that's how old his collection is.
That's an old collection of miniatures.
But my favorite one is going to Men at Arms Hobbies because he always offers discounts, and then stop by Brothers Grimm on Long Island, which I remember I pointed out that White Dwarf or the Long Island Warhammer Club took
Yeah.
pictures, and it was like, we're in a local store, and it's like, wow, you didn't even name the store.
Well, why would they?
It's like, how many people would actually recognize? Oh, look, that's Brothers Grimm. Hey, thanks, White Dwarf. You know what? You might have had a store as a huge fan if you actually named them.
Yeah, exactly. But no, they'll name the exact if they do pictures at a one of their stores, they'll tell you exactly where it is.
It's
Crossroads and all.
like somewhere on Long Island, there's a room with our stuff.
But
But,
here's our store in Amarillo.
or like Kent. I'm never going to Kent. I'm sorry. I'm not.
I mean, there's what did you see? There's one open in Las Cruces now.
Are you kidding? They opened a Games Workshop in Las Cruces?
Yeah,
Wow.
just opened. Or no, it was Las Cruces. Yeah, I thought I was going to say El Paso, but no, it's in Las Cruces. So New Mexico now has two. We are moving up in the world of gaming.
Our state has two Warhammer stores. Well, Albuquerque's got how many? We got like 10 game stores now.
We counted them a couple days ago. There are 10. That's not including anything in Rio Rancho or surrounding areas. I don't think there is. There's a couple in Rio Rancho, but elsewhere there's none. So, I mean,
Man.
I guess New Mexico is pretty decent for gaming.
I told you, you have a. When I moved out here, I was surprised about the number of stores per capita in New Mexico versus like the DC Metro. Just
Yeah,
because,
it's
like,
weird, right?
yeah. Well, I mean, I think there'd be more there, but if the cost per square foot wasn't so high in DC. So.
It's, that's one of the problems, the cost per square foot. Here, it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah. So this weekend I'm gonna head down into Manhattan, and I actually thought, you know, there's a Games Workshop in the East Village, but I'll be in Midtown. Is it worth it just to try to like, because I've got a limited amount of time, is it worth it to take a cab down to like the East Village to go to a Games Workshop? What would you say you actually do here? Like the highest cost per square foot, like in the country and probably the world, and you sell a mass battle game.
Yes, that's interesting. It is like, I mean, it's like putting an M&M's world down there, right? I mean, you only sell one thing, and it is a popular thing, but it's also it's kind of niche. Like, like an apartment store makes sense. A department store makes sense because you have a bunch of stuff. And like clothing makes sense because especially if you're in New York, so fashion designers and blah blah blah, but. Miniature war games.
Well, let's just say I'm in the East Village and I buy my I rent my efficiency for $3,000 a month. Like, where would I keep my Imperial Knights? What would be the IKEA solution to store those?
They're in your bed. You just sleep under the bed. It's a
You
raised bed.
have like a little hammock that you hang up in the ceiling every night.
You
And your
tuck
Imperial
them
Knights will
in.
go, your Imperial Knights will go in there as you sleep on the floor.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Or you sleep in the bathtub. Plenty of space in the bathtub. If you have one, I don't know if efficiency is
That might be.
one. I've never been to New York.
Thought you had.
Nope, I haven't been to New York
Oh,
yet.
okay.
Boston is the furthest east I've been.
No, well, I have to go to. I still haven't made it to Boston yet. I'll go try that out. But let's see. Now, after, let's talk about the plans here. So I still got to give you my Adepticon shopping list. This is only going to be a couple things since I'm going to Nova Open. I think a lot of the vendors are going to be there too. And
What are
then,
the vendors that you want stuff from?
So, really want that Badger Games since they seem to be like a clearinghouse for all the European miniatures. That'll be, and I don't think they go to Nova Open, so it's like, well, that'd be my one shot to get a hold of their stuff. I know DreamPod 9 will be there with like their heavy gear stuff, so I'll probably just limit it to that right now because I don't know if John is selling Black Power Red Earth there. I know he's going to be there like demoing the game, but I don't know if he actually bought a booth. So I'll actually be talking to him. He'll be the next episode coming up since he's on his way to Adepticon, and then we'll do our
Oh, nice.
we'll do our recap when you get it back to Adepticon, and you can talk about your ITS standings in Infinity, like where you sit in the nation.
So that's actually the funny thing. So I did so bad at Nova. And then so that was the last, so I used my wrong name in one of the other tournaments that I went to, and I did pretty decently there, so I'm sad that didn't get recorded. But so what's recorded is Nova Open, which I did absolutely horribly on. That was the worst showing I've ever done. And then the next tournament I went to was Salt Lake, Sin City SmackDown, which was the one in Vegas during LVO, and I did really, really good in that one, top 10. And so it kind of evened out, and so now I'm like, I went like super low on my ELO. And now I went like up back to right where like the base standing is. So we'll see where I am. It'll be interesting.
Well, see that
Which is
I've got my Nova Open tickets. You need to come back. It's supposed to be bigger, better, and with more lights.
oh good. Then more life is good.
Well, I thought that was interesting to point out. They sent like their emails around to people who bought tickets, and it was like, based on requests, we now have more lighting. Okay, I never thought of that as an issue, but. That sounds good. It was pretty gloomy in the Warhammer area. They had that mood lighting going on, but you'll need to come back to Nova.
You could put as much lighting as you want in a Warhammer room, but it still gets gloomy for some reason.
Well, so you need to come back to Nova to like make up like Brian and Nova 2. This time it's personal.
This time it's personal. I messed up last time. I will not mess up this time. I just don't bring Sean. Because, I'll just blame it on him. He was distracting me.
There we go. Let's
Or he's the one that gave me COVID because I was hanging out with him.
what you know what you were hanging out with him and caught the losers. Oh no, I got a case of the losers. I'm losing every game I play.
Why is this happening to me?
Why can't I win a game?
I mean, I only won one game that weekend. Just sad. It wasn't even a good game. It was so one-sided. I just destroyed that guy and we didn't have fun. So this weekend's gonna be a lot different. I'm gonna do well. I'm gonna place middle of the pack, and there's gonna be 60 people there, so that's pretty decent.
Well, I should say the listeners, we don't think Sean is a loser in his life. I mean, he gets to own a game store and deal with the distribution from Wizards of the Coast and Games Workshop. So, I mean, that sounds like a win in your life, but he just stopped playing games. He just runs a game store and buys the game and looks at them.
He mostly just buys BattleTech and looks at it.
To the
Which, I mean, everybody's got their thing.
Well, my wife actually accused me of that, and it's like, oh yeah, I got this rule book. You're never gonna play that. I know.
But I have the option to.
what do you think? That's not the point.
The
It's not
point is I
even
have
collecting.
options.
It's not even about collecting. It's just the pure act of buying.
That's part of this. That's look at so I tell everybody that's entering the miniature game world, because there's people that come in from other hobbies like board games and stuff like that. I tell them it's like board gaming is its own hobby. It's one hobby because you buy the game, you play the game. That's it. There's nothing. There's some board games with miniatures and you can paint them or whatever, but that's, you don't need to do that for the game. Miniature gaming, there's four distinct separate hobbies that go into miniature board games. You have buying and collecting are two separate hobbies in the miniature game world. I buy stuff just so, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to buy it later. Because things are so fickle in the miniature game world. And then collecting, there's, I collect an army for certain games, because, I'm playing that game. There's playing, and then there's the hobby aspect, painting and building. So it's four very distinct hobbies that you're entering into when you enter this one hobby.
I know Games Workshop always phrases it as collect, paint, play. And what was it? I was listening to another one. I think anything but a one. He actually likes, or was it Yorkshire? Or one of someone on in a podcast said separated buying from collecting. And I thought about it, said, absolutely right. Just the pure act of buying itself. It's not a pile of shame. It's more of like a, your trophy pile. Look, I bought this. Let me set it in this
Yeah.
stack. It'll make it's not really a pile of
This
shame. It's
is
more of a
mine
monument.
now.
Yeah, it's more of a monument. Kind of like how serial killers keep trophy piles. Like,
Yeah,
this.
exactly. Yeah, because like I have miniatures that I'm like, I'm gonna get to this. And then I have other miniatures of like, I'm never gonna get to that.
Like, I now own this, and that's good enough.
Yeah, exactly. Like I own this. This is this I didn't I don't need to do anything further with this. I own this. And like Infinity miniatures, like I have plans to get to every single Infinity miniature, whether that's just building it, or paint or build or painting it. But I will get to each of them. But there's some other miniatures that I have, like the Batman miniatures. I think those are just I want them. I just want them in my drawer.
I've actually painted my Batman, so I can actually field Batman, but I have a lot of them, like was it Two Faces Gang and like Scarecrow. Like, I buy them every like Black Friday sale because they're such good deals. I haven't cracked them open yet.
Oh, any of the ones they have you that I've got that I've had you get for me, I've never opened them.
I know that, it's just the box art.
Like they're just in my drawer, and it's stuff bought this. This is stuff I bought, and that's as far as I want to go with that relationship with that miniature.
Oh man. Okay. All right, Brian, we actually, I think I'm surprised at how much we've rambled and not stayed on theme with like Adepticon. But I can
I
see you're
mean,
still.
there's only so much you could talk about. Like, well, we're going to have DepticonCon, right? There's, it's the exciting part hasn't happened yet. This is it's all just talking, right?
Well,
So, and then when I come back, oh, well, I'll remember last year we did two episodes with how much I did.
that's true. That's true. But it's not like you're not even talking about like battle prep and strategizing. You're still watching you paint Infinity characters.
I'm still painting. Like I'll get to strategizing as soon as I put the miniatures on the table. That's when I'll start strategizing of what I'm going to do.
I can
Until
see,
then,
I can
paint needs
see
to go on the
you. I can see you sitting down at a table with your miniatures. Can I see your list? List? What are you talking about? I just have
what?
the models I painted. This is not, this hasn't gone any further.
Or sitting down at the table and just being like, all right, can you teach me how to play?
Like this, yeah. I'm gonna say,
I got the miniatures and they're painted. That's as far as I got.
I'm not gonna say that I haven't done that before. More of a way of like, look, you just bought yourself a win in this tournament. You've got an easy auto, ultimate victory win on this game. I just need you to show me how to play this.
Yeah, I'll give you a 10-0 win if you show me how to
Show
win,
me.
if you show me how to play.
You know what?
That's all I need you for.
The only game you won't have to worry about ch cheating.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you only have to worry about that in 40K games.
Oh man. You know what? When you go for the loaded dice, don't make it every roll. Have flub some in there.
Yeah, exactly. It's every other rule.
Well, I actually thought about that. The guy who like loaded his dice to always roll sixes. If you're gonna do that, you need a set of loaded dice that will always roll ones. And then you get like your loser dice and roll on stuff that doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, and if
Like, oh
anyone
no,
says,
this guy died.
well, that way you could say, well, I might be rolling sixes, but you saw me roll all ones just a couple minutes ago. Obviously, I don't have loaded dice. But it's just I only
Yeah,
use
so
them.
you gotta.
I the it looks like the averages play out. It's just when do they play out when it's important. All right, Brian. Well, I've got to get back to doing my
Yeah,
stuff here.
it's the
You got to
same
get
thing like
back.
cards that go to casinos.
Yeah.
I gotta get to painting.
Yeah, you gotta get
I'm
to
almost
painting.
done.
Yeah, I think some of the other people are staring at me here, wondering what the heck I'm doing.
Fair. Well, you get back to that.
All right, good luck with the painting. I will see
All
you on the
right,
other
thank you.
side. Bye.
Yes, you will. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us at Miniature Wargaming Labs, and we will talk at you next time.